Noon, I'm Linda Dow. On July 30th, the spotlight will be on Canadian cuisine as we celebrate Food Day Canada. Joining us is Brad Stewart, son of Food Day Canada's founder and culinary icon, the late Anita Stewart. Welcome, Brad. Nice that you're representing the family this year.
Yeah, thank you very much, Linda. It's a real honor to be talking to you.
You know, we enjoyed your brother Jeff's interview so much a year ago and your mom's interview back in 2019 as well. So it's something we will never forget. So yeah. Anyway, welcome and nice to have you join us today, Jeff. I'm sorry, Brad.
Brad, no problem.
Right.
It happens all the time. I'm the second child. So I'm the middle child. So this is completely familiar for me.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm glad you think that's amusing. So, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, your mom, Anita Stewart, has left quite a legacy. And I'm wondering how it feels for you and your family now to take up the baton and continue her work.
The first thing, obviously, it's quite emotional. You know, we lost her in 2020 and it was somewhat sudden. So that's the first bit. So there's a somber note to it, but it's really that those feelings are buttressed by an incredible pride and responsibility. She is joy. I think number one is joy. Everywhere I look, I see the joy that she's sort of left behind. And the joy that we as a family also feel because of the gift that she's left for us. And when I say that, what I'm specifically referring to is she has left a legacy of opening Canadians' eyes to Canada, literally. Just showing people what's around them with local ingredients or beautiful geographic places or people that, you know, scatter this incredible land. And so we're so blessed to have been brought through this country by her. And today, now I see so many people who are bright-eyed and enthusiastic and reminiscing about her growing pawpaw trees in their backyard or celebrating local food, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Brad, what does Food Day Canada mean for you?
Food Day Canada means something different to everyone, you know, but to me, it ultimately means connection. It's really seriously about connection. You know, breaking bread together is a ritual that transcends everything, right? I mean, values, politics, differences. And to me, in this day and age, connection's more important than it's ever been. So, you know, and again, to get specific here, you know, I kind of think about Thanksgiving tables, right? The Thanksgiving is the time when, you know, the vegan, you know, university student, like at one point that was me, you know, sits down with the beef farming uncle, right? Mm-hmm. And regardless of our differences, whether they be political or dietary, that's a place where we do come together. That's just a fact of food, right? So, you know, to me, this is becoming something that's a little bit about congregation and, you know, transcending differences. And that today, I don't think I have to talk about any examples of how today this is
how
extremely
important. That is. Correct.
Yeah. More than ever, I think.
It sounds like you take a real philosophical approach to this. You know, with you, it seems to be, it's sounding to me like it's more about the social aspect of eating rather than about the food itself. Am I on the right track there?
Yeah. The food to me is, you know, yeah. I think that's true. I mean, the food is important and food, you know, creating a theme around food creates congregation and creates union and creates community. But you know, it's the means to the end. Food is the means to the end for me. Mm-hmm. And you know, that being said, hey, what are these means? Food Day Canada offers examples, recipes, ideas, different ways of looking at food to enable people to actively participate in having these dinners, picnics, meals, barbecues, whatever. Right. So
yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, we Canadians love to eat, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, why do we need to promote Canadian food? Just a fair question.
Well, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's something that's, it's interesting. Even today, I mean, I have been growing up since, well, the 1970s with my mom, who has been a champion of Canadian food since then. Like she, you know, almost as long as I can remember, she has been going to farmer's market, kind of identifying patterns in Canadian cuisine, and then started sort of talking about it. And I literally, you know, when I was only hip high to her, remember people laughing, right? Back then, like, what is Canadian cuisine? You know, like in the 80s, like California cuisine was obviously it, you know? Right. And literally there was no market for it. I mean, it was French cuisine. It was, you know, duck confit maybe, and, you know, cream sauce and, you know, pasta, whatever. That was restaurant food. That's international restaurant food in the, you know, in the 80s, right? It was, she was literally not laughed. I mean, people weren't scornful about it, but, you know, they denied that there was such a thing. Eventually, I mean, over time, and I think largely with the work she did in bringing people together and creating other organizations and writing, she, you know, local regional seasonal became a thing. But I can tell you, local regional seasonal was not a thing when she started this, right? And even today, now that, you know, many of us, it's kind of obvious that that type of philosophy is important and cool and interesting. Even today, I still get very intelligent people telling me, like, there isn't really Canadian cuisine, Canadian food. What's that, you know? And I mean, that's just false. I mean, it's just wrong to say that, you know? It's just, you don't have the information to know that often what you're eating is grown in Canada, even if it is processed in France and sent back to us, right? So there, we are a country of ingredients. We are a country of incredible diverse foodways. And that's just, this is just true. And there's like thousands of examples. In fact, it's overwhelming when you start looking for it. It's overwhelming how many examples there are of it. So, I think it's important though, given that people still don't understand it, to be highlighting it and reminding people and sort of writing this little bit of history, right?
Right. Do we Canadians need reminding, do you think, too, of how fortunate we are to have all kinds of food, all kinds, all year round, when other parts of the world are starving? How important is it to raise that kind of awareness?
I think it's extremely important. You know, and when now that supply chains themselves as well are becoming so disrupted, you know, I think in some ways we're lucky with the food supply chain, but I, you know, with what's going on today in Ukraine, with food insecurity becoming something that, you know, all of Europe is having to deal with, and maybe some of the brunt of that burden is going to be sort of hoisted upon Canada. It's extremely important. I mean, at a sort of political philosophical level, but at a personal level, it is as well. I mean, you know, food is something that, you know, gives us a hobby, gives us a focus, health, and again, community, right? So I think all of this is extremely important, you know? And I think generally, no matter where you are or what you're doing, you know, gratitude and understanding what's around you is a phenomenally important sort of spiritual attitude.
You will be celebrating soon on Saturday, July 30th this year. What's the theme of this year's Food Day Canada?
That's something that is a little bit up to the people that are doing it. I think it's still very personal. We all kind of have different interpretations of what it means. Togetherness, though, I think is obviously, you know, one obvious theme. And when I say that, we're kind of working towards a little bit of history is that Food Day Canada started as sort of a backyard barbecue around 2003. It evolved into something that's happening in restaurants. And now it's moving into this very transitionary stage because of the Senate has passed the Food Day in Canada Act to go into a parliamentary reading in the fall. And so we're kind of on this cusp of this potential evolution. And so it's one where this year we're just kind of looking at it, and we're feeling it out, and we're experiencing it, understanding that it's going to get much bigger, and that we're thinking about ways of trying to make it more inclusive. I mean, I think the theme, I guess you could say, is transformation and evolution. And when we're talking about inclusivity, we're talking about things like, you know, food insecurity, food waste, food rescue, and some of the other aspects of food that maybe get missed when you're talking about, you know, food as culinary, so to speak, right? So yeah, in short, I'd say it's an evolutionary time right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're also moving towards the 20th anniversary. So yeah, I think that's the best way to put it.
I'm just wondering, what direction will Food Day Canada take in the future? What are you foreseeing there?
I think increased inclusion, in a sense, not like it's ever been exclusive per se. I think increased awareness, if the Food Day in Canada Act passes, which I very much hope will, and I really believe this is something that's extremely important for Canadians.
And that's good news, right?
Oh, it's really, really good news. And just to be able to say we have a day for food, this was literally, literally mom's dream.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, sorry, you can see that I'm stuttering once in a while because obviously a bit emotional.
Hear the emotion in your voice for sure. Mm-hmm. Understandable. Right. And I'm just okay. So it'll put the focus more on, as you're saying, on when you talk about food rescue. I've mm-hmm. read that you've written that. What does that mean to you? What is that?
Well, food rescue is, imagine as an example, sort of unsalable, not necessarily unsavory, undelicious, or inedible, but just unsalable products would be a good example of that. There's a huge amount of that type of produce, as an example. There's other things, but produce is a good example, that just end up in landfills, right?
It's thrown out from stores and from people's kitchens too.
People's kitchens as well. Yeah. But if you think about it from the perspective of stores, you know, different types of foods that just aren't saleable.
Yeah.
Direct to dumpsters, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. My brother Paul's working with some really, really leading organizations in terms of, redistributing food rescue, right? And doing food rescue, so redistributing food waste. And it's something that's so incredible. We start getting into the details of what they're doing, the amount of good that is being done based on this, in terms of, I mean, there's food insecurity. So figuring out ways to, take food, rescue it, and help those who are food insecure. Like, I mean, my God, we have free nutrition here. Why can't we get these to people that need to eat, right? But also creativity and just general sort of environmental consciousness. And I mean, I believe, like, I'm not a climate scientist or anything, but I believe that one of the top, in the top five or top 10, reasons for sort of global warming causation, greenhouse gas emissions, is actually food waste. And I think it might even be maybe even top three. So it's one of these things that I think it's food related. It's an extremely important social value. It's something we should look at. And what we're thinking is maybe we can use our creativity and our network and these mass amounts of incredibly, intelligent people to start picking away at these problems, integrating that problem or that opportunity into some of the other elements, like creativity and, making nice dishes and, having a party, right? So we're into this evolution thing again.
Right. And how can we personally change those things in our homes?
Just learning, education, awareness, right? And again, this is why this is where chefs become such great leaders. I'm like the least chefy of the my brothers and the people. Like I'm literally the one that sits quiet. I'm a good cook, but when I'm with my family, I sit quietly in the corner,
and eat.
Staying away. I stay away. I eat. I snack, and I satiate. Yeah. But the thing is, what I'm constantly learning by being around these people I'm just watching and learning and absorbing techniques and ideas. And it's like, what can I do with food? Oh, I can use the skin of that salmon as well, right? I can use all the pieces of these vegetables, right? I can
make a soup with
It's incredibly resourceful. I mean, that is what, you know, frankly, running most small businesses, but, you know, running a restaurant and running a kitchen is something that, you know, it's a prerequisite to being able to be successful in that industry. And so, literally for the rest of us who are not, you know, real food professionals, you know, let those professionals take the stage and teach us a little bit about how to do this stuff. That's what I would say. And you know, Food Day Canada is one vehicle for that, right?
What different ways can we celebrate Food Day Canada, do you think?
The theme typically is to, you know, I almost treat it like a game, right? It's to say, look, let's see what local ingredients we can find. You know, Canadian ingredients, local ingredients, that's the general theme. Seasonal as well. So local, regional, seasonal, right? Let's find as many of those ingredients as we can and let's cook a meal together, right? So for instance, instead of, you know, I've got three kids, extremely busy, you know, instead of my usual routines, because I don't lean into this as much as other people sometimes as, a course of living. I am going to make sure that I use particular ingredients, maybe go for a few little drives into the country and, you know, there's some connection there, right? And with locals and, you know, on the car ride with my son, et cetera, gather these ingredients, creatively take these ingredients and put them together in a dish or in a few dishes, right? So that's one way. This would be the sort of, you know, the home-based way to do it. I'll give you an example. I love pickerel. It's like one of my favorite fish. I think everyone that travels to Canada should try pickerel because it's like, to me, a really Canadian fish. It's unbelievably delicious and most people have never tried it. So I usually either catch some pickerel or get some pickerel from a friend or, you know, worst case scenario, the pickerel at Costco is a, you know, Lake Winnipeg based pickerel, right? So take some pickerel and then believe it or not, I bread it with cheese, if you can imagine. So it's really good. And you know, the first time I tried this, it was breaded with Parmesan cheese, which is Italian, but this time it's sort of like, okay, I'm going to bread it with, and in this case, it's very personal and it's very Canadian, Mapledale cheddar. Mapledale is a little cheese place down, you know, off Highway 7 towards, you know, if you take a Tinnelet down to Belleville on that road, Highway 38, I think. And, you know, it's Mapledale cheddar. So Mapledale cheddar crusted pickerel, right?
Nice.
So there's a road trip, there's a game, there's something interesting, unique, and you're now tasting flavors literally that you can't taste anywhere else in the world.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And the other piece, that's the sort of home-based piece, is, you know, there are restaurants that participate in Food Day. So on the Food Day Canada website, fooddaycanada.ca, there's a map, and the map has little markers of various restaurants that are participating in a Food Day celebration, either during this coming week or just on the Saturday itself. And so my personal, every year I go to a little restaurant up in Chelsea. I live up in Chelsea, Quebec, just north of Ottawa. And Charlie and Jen Part have a restaurant up there called Les Fougères. So they do a wonderful Food Day based celebration, an homage to Anita. They named a drink after her. It's really nice. So there's usually a smattering of restaurants in every major city. And, you know, some years more, some years less. But if you go onto the map, you'll see some restaurants. And I really think anyone that does this will find something. They'll find a chef that really gets it, really cares, and has incredible skill, right? So you'll walk away having a great meal, but you'll walk away also with some amazing ideas and inspiration.
And feeling good about what you've done.
Yeah, feeling really good about what you've done, you know?
Brad, we're running out of time, and I just wanted to thank you so much. Our listeners can go to fooddaycanada.ca, finding out all the information there and getting ideas about, you know, how to celebrate on not only that day on Saturday, July 30th, but to, you know, start the party now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You
Your
know,
moment
any,
like
any
that.
Day you want. Yeah,
start the party.
She certainly would. Huge honor.
I can
so
hear her
saying
it.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Pushing us all forward.
That's right, Brad.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And, you know, it'd be nice to talk to your brother Paul sometime too
Oh, he's
about
great.
his
Yeah.
perspective on
Yeah.
this whole thing as well.
Oh, he's, yeah, he's the pro. He's the real pro.
Oh, well, you sound like a pro as well. And I want to thank you. It's been very interesting. Thanks so much, Brad.
Thank you so much, Linda. Have a great day.
You're welcome, and same to you. Thank you to Brad Stewart at the Stewart family and Food Day Canada team. And remember to, what should I remind you to do? Go to Dine Canadian, first of all, and experience the flavors of Canada on Saturday, July 30th. And don't wait for then. Do it now. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.